Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg reporter Rebecca Torrence. Almost everyone is adopting AI these days, and now cows are too. An explanation. Hang on. A New Zealand startup has created artificial intelligence-powered collars to help farmers keep track of their cows. Rebecca, tell us about these collars. You just put them on the cows? I mean, that can't be easy.
Thanks so much, Holly. Yes. So this startup just raised $220 million for its AI-powered cow collars. These are GPS-enabled. They connect to an app on the farmers' phones that let the farmers track the cows, track their biomarkers like digestion and fertility, and also remotely herd them. So you can use vibration and audio cues in the collars to direct the movements of the cattle to say, okay, you know, we want them to graze here. We want them to come back for milking, et cetera. And it's really, you know, apparently taking Silicon Valley by storm.
Do you have to train the cows to know where to go when they want to go from one pasture to the other? I mean, does this basically wipe out the need for a cowboy?
It does seem like there is some amount of training required, you know, sort of inherent in you put, like when you put a virtual fencing collar on a dog, it takes some time for them to realize, okay, there's an invisible fence there. It's a bit the same for the cows, but, you know, as they move in herds, it doesn't take too much time. The goal of these collars is to reduce the human labor needs of the farm. So farms in general are really struggling in the U.S. and in other markets. There's a lot more bankruptcies this past year than in the years prior. And so it's really, you know, at least the thesis of this company is that it's in the farm's best interest to try to cut costs, cut labor costs, and make their farms more efficient where they can.
Now, is it the $220 million that was raised that really made Silicon Valley sit up and take notice?
Certainly, the $220 million is meaningful. I would say what is especially meaningful to the Valley is the $2 billion valuation that's attached to the round and the fact that a VC firm called Founders Fund is participating. This is the VC firm led by billionaire investor and entrepreneur Peter Thiel. He's the co-founder of PayPal and Palantir. And they have some pretty important investments in the Bay Area, OpenAI, you know, they invested in Facebook and Airbnb and other really important tech companies. And so a bet from them on this company is a huge, very important signal for the market that you know, it seems ag tech is back.
You mentioned how many farms went belly up. It's really interesting to me that there is this interest in agricultural tech startups.
It's very interesting. So I would say there's a renewed interest, it seems, right now with this company. Broadly speaking, the venture capital industry has really fallen out of love with ag tech in the past few years. You know, as the farms are struggling, a lot of the startups that are serving the farms are struggling. But I do think AI is sort of sparking renewed interest into the sector. And, you know, Halter, the startup, is now working with over 2,000 ranches and farms across Australia, New Zealand, and the US and growing. And, you know, that traction is clearly very appealing to these investors.
Are there small farms that could benefit from this? I guess I wonder, are the farmers, if they're struggling so much, are they going to be able to pony up the amount it takes to first do the investment in these cow collars?
Yeah, it's an important question for the company. Their sort of core value proposition to farmers is that in the long term, you're saving costs, right? Because you can have fewer people sort of tending to cattle and you can get more out of, you know, your land. So one of the reasons the farms are struggling so much is that they're pouring more money into managing the farms while getting less money from their crops. One of the things that Halter can do is say, okay, you know, we want the cows to graze in this small area. We know that that's enough food for them. And we're going to make sure that they essentially get use out of every single, you know, square inch of grass on the field while allowing the other parts of the land to rest. So they're actually making quite good use of the land rather than just sort of letting the cattle loose to graze wherever they want. And then you end up, you know, it's sort of a less efficient use of the land. So that's one of the main ways that Halter says, you know, okay, we're going to actually help you save costs and get more productivity out of your land in the long run.
Fascinating stuff. Rebecca, thanks so much for the time and for the reporting. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.